Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marginoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey.
Yay!
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. How are you?
Me?
You, yes, you.
Do you know what? Nobody's asked us for a while, actually.
Really?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
You're in a dressing gown, I can point out to the listener.
I am in my dressing gown,
yes.
Yeah. I'm really cold.
A little bit cold in this room.
The weather has just gone. Do you know what, guys? You know how he's having like a shit time? Have a sprinkling or just have some fucking snow when it's not Christmas.
The weather's gone. What's that? You're allowed outside? Turn it down to -2, fellas. Motherfucker.
Honestly, how quickly can the government get the weather forecast? Like, how far in advance do they know?
Don't know.
They knew. Knows?
You think they knew?
Of course they did.
Look, it's going to be -2. Let the pricks meet each other outside.
They meet outside.
Go on. Eh? Watch you don't break your teeth on that frozen Easter egg, you twat.
Oh, sorry, is your red wine a bit cold? Yeah,
it's not room temperature, is it? There's condensation on that glass. Goodness me.
Twat. Anyway.
Brilliant. Hey guys, I hope you're all right out there. Hope you had a nice Easter. Mm-hmm. Everyone who said happy Easter to people, get in the fucking sea. Not a thing. Stupid. However, hope you had a lovely time. Just, you know, being outside, seeing people. Hope it felt a little bit normal again for you. Hope you're all coping okay. And it's episode 111. Make a wish. 111.
Yes. Oh my. Ooh. I was going to say that and I thought you were
really?
Going to take the piss.
I was taking the piss in saying it.
Great.
Insane make a wish.
I've made one, so whatever.
Do you know, dear listener, do you know sometimes Rosie will sit and stare at her phone from 9 minutes past 11 just so she sees 11:11?
Yeah.
She'll sit there, catatonic, just staring at her phone, and then just see 11:11 and go, I saw it. I'm like, yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah. That's like driving.
I'd wait for it.
That's like driving to a specific part of town where you know there's two drains in a row and walking over the two drains and going, mine, good luck. And then jumping back in your car and going home. Fucking weirdo.
I'd do it right now, I'm not going to lie.
No, well, we all need a bit of good luck. It is episode 111. Without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. A little bit topical, a little bit controversial this week's sponsor.
I'm a bit scared.
This week's sponsor is...
Huh? There's too many people in the park.
Fucking go home then! Just go home! Just get off Instagram and go home!
But look at all the people in the park.
You're one of them! You're one of the people in the park! This week's sponsor.
Okay.
Sick of it. I'm sick of it. Get
right.
off. Get, oh.
Yeah.
Put your phone away and go home.
I am sick of that as well. I am. So. There was no social distance. You were there as well.
Yeah. That's
you
the thing.
Were part of
you
the
were
problem.
There. Yeah.
So either mourn about it or move. You can't have it. You can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both
okay.
ways.
Okay.
Well, I saw a quote once, which I thought helped me a lot with stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It was, you're not in traffic. You are the traffic.
You are the traffic.
You're not stuck in traffic. You mm-hmm. are the traffic. Mm-hmm. You're part of the traffic.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, you know, enjoy the park, everyone. But if it's full, go home. Guys, I think it's going to be a passive-aggressive one this week. Do you know what will cheer us up?
What?
A nice little bloody jingle.
Yeah. How about our jingle?
Go on, then.
Here's the jingle. Do, 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 do. We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle.
So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Happy Easter!
No, no, no. No, we were in someone's garden on Easter Sunday, with a few other people. Six, just six. And we were one of the lads said to us, he went, "Oh, have you, obviously because we've moved away now, we've moved into the countryside, but we're back in South Shields." And he went, "Oh, did you pop to your mum's?" He literally went, "Did you pop to your mum's like for an egg and that for the bairn?" Mm. And I went, "An egg?" And he went, "Yeah, an Easter egg." And I went, "Oh," and I'd forgot it was Easter. Like I thought he'd literally like what a strange thing. To ask.
Did you pop your mum's for an egg?
I thought you meant an egg. Like, did you pop your mum's for the fried egg for the bairn? Like, oh, fucking weird.
I don't even want to get started because I'll just get, I'm in a quite a good mood. But I just, it's another, rubbish. It's another thing. I just want to go to people, are you religious?
I just.
No, then what are you, it's not. Oh, at but I love chocolate, so I'm stuck in a really hard position.
Exactly. You
I'm Catholic and I love chocolate, so I should be Mrs. Easter.
I don't think anyone listening. And look, people, if you've been listening for quite a while, you will know that you know we are pretty shit. We like birthdays and we like Christmas and everything else. We're quite miserable on the front of everything else. We're quite bar humbug on almost everything else.
I blame my parents.
Probably, yeah, yeah. And I just, do you know what it is? Hand on heart, I think I might be a bit jealous when I see people. Easter morning on Instagram was fucking revolting over the Easter. I couldn't go on. It was just, and annoyingly, there was no UFC on Saturday. So if there's a UFC fight on Saturday
because
night.
Of Easter.
I don't know if they're all just full of eggs and no one can make weight. I don't know if it was anything to do with that, but because when I have to avoid a UFC event and avoid the results, I don't go on Instagram, but there wasn't one this weekend. So yeah. I was on Instagram and it was just, I think I'm a bit jealous of how, like, just organised and amazing some people. It was like Easter table.
You're saying jealous.
Egg hunt.
But I just think it makes people feel bad, especially as a parent.
Right.
It's another thing to feel guilty about not doing.
Right.
But I can tell you right now, listeners, I don't feel guilty.
Right, okay.
I didn't put an Easter table on. Yeah. I didn't do an Easter egg hunt. You know, he got an egg off a couple of people. He got a couple of chocolate eggs. He was buzzing. He's made Rice Krispie Cakes today. And you know what? He's still a spoiled brat. So you're just missing out one of the occasions. And I just feel like, I just don't know. I just think it's too much. I think kids just get too much. There's too many occasions.
In my day, I got an orange in me stocking.
Oh, I know. But I just feel like... It's just another thing for parents to feel guilty about if they don't do.
On the flip side, we have had a terrible, terrible, terrible year. Terrible year. And if everyone wanted to enjoy a little bit of Easter, as I've tried to tell myself, in the garden, if you want to enjoy a bit of Easter, get some people around, make a bit of an occasion, you normally wouldn't, put fucking 7 layers on because it's bastard freezing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Well, I get that.
I'll give that.
And as well, I can kind of understand, you know, Instagram, how you're saying it's full of it.
Yeah.
There is a lot of people... You know, like myself, content creators who've seen it as an opportunity to
create. I suppose, because you just run out of shit to put on.
Because there's fuck all else to talk about. So you know what? Let's make Easter happen.
I feel the same about this podcast.
There you go.
There's nothing going on.
So I kind of get that. But if you're listening, and this is my little cry to normality here and solidarity. If you're listening and you felt a bit terrible, don't worry, because those people who are putting them things on Instagram... Because like myself, you want to keep it active, you want to keep it alive. Yeah. As a parent, your child would have been buzzing to be able to have chocolate at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
And that's all that Easter is. So don't worry if you didn't do a table, if you didn't spend 700 quid at B&M Bargains, your kid's going
to
look
at you
just the
same. I don't think it's possible to spend 700 quid at B&M Bargains.
Yeah, I will take on the challenge. Flipping love B&M Bargains.
Can you imagine 700 quid at B&M Bargains?
Oh, yeah.
You'd need a forklift truck.
You get the first floor.
Good grief. I am, and if you're sitting there thinking, oh, but other people's Instagram looks perfect and amazing. If it's anything like when Rosie does anything on Instagram, everything to the right and left and below and above the frame of the photo is a fucking pigsty.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, you can take a photo, you're like, look, I'm doing an advert for such and such, you know, when you're flogging any dead horses and all your old shite.
Obviously.
Sell out. And... There's
got
a photo.
Some cracking ones coming up.
There's a photo of whatever you've made or done, and it's like, look at this, ha, Instagram. Mm. And then literally to the right, it's a fucking war zone of pans and shit and sellotape.
Do you know what's really hard with my advert life? Ad life. Well, ad life, hashtag ad life.
Ad life.
I like to make my ads quite nice and professional because I am able to do it. I can do it. But then sometimes the people who I'm doing them for come back and go, it really jars with your normal life.
Yeah, because you're a scumbag.
Right, okay.
I think we've discussed this before because you're a scumbag. Yeah, you cannot make it look amazing.
Speaking of being a scumbag.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, so.
What a segue.
You know how you mentioned that I'm in my dressing gown?
Yeah.
Because it's really cold.
Yeah.
I haven't told you this yet, but I nearly didn't bring this dressing gown to the new house.
Right, why?
I didn't think it would suit this house.
That's ridiculous. You didn't think your dressing gown would suit the house?
Well, yeah, because we bought this lovely house. It's like a period home. It's beautiful. It's a dream home. I nearly didn't bring this dressing gown because...
It's so fucking weird.
I just didn't think. I was like, I can't wear... I thought I would wear, like, you know, like a silk kimono. No.
Listen, you can buy as many nice houses as you want, right? You'll still be... a piece of shit with dinner medals all over yourself.
Yeah.
Odd socks on.
Yeah.
Pajama pants tucked into the socks.
Yes.
Shuffling around in your slippers. Yes. Right. Breath like a dog's arse. Don't you worry about it. Never change.
Never change.
Brackets. Brackets. Maybe a bit.
I'm close really, brackets. Really proud to say that the dressing gown is here it's not going anywhere. And honestly, it fits right in.
Brilliant.
Right in. Like a dog's floss. It's because we haven't got any floss.
We have run out of floss.
We've run out of floss. So don't, honestly, guys, don't come round. It's disgusting here at the minute. Like, good job we're in lockdown, honestly. Babadoo, 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 ba.
So on the subject of the internet and stuff, do you want to tell the dear listeners, Rosie, what you got offered last night on Instagram, through your Instagram, which was just...
Oh, on the mess... Oh, right, yes. Oh, we're talking about this.
Yeah, do it.
Right. So... I got sent a message last night from a company.
Don't name the company. Don't slag them off.
No, I'm not. It's a European company.
Mm-hmm.
It's not UK based.
Right.
I got asked if I would like to turn some of my breast milk into a piece of jewellery.
Fantastic.
That you can wear around your neck forever.
So, you've got no breast milk left.
I'm dry as a nun's chuff. Got no breast milk left.
I just to interject here, I just love that a few minutes ago on the podcast, you said I love chocolate and I'm religious. Literally a couple minutes later, you used the phrase dry as a nun's chuff. Pick a side. Pick a side.
We're allowed to slag off our own.
Ridiculous.
That's the rules of Catholicism.
Jesus. Right.
If you said it,
yeah,
that wouldn't be allowed,
be
but I'm allowed to say it because I am...
Unbelievable.
Let's not get into that. From the pictures, I'm guessing it's like a bit of a mold. I've got a mold downstairs that you can put icing sugar in.
Right, okay.
To make like fondant icing whatever.
Like a flower or something, yeah.
So they send you that, and I'm guessing you squeeze your tit juice in.
Lovely.
And then you must add a bit of glue or something, right?
Right, add something like solidify it.
Yes, so then it turns into a bit of jewellery. They're actually quite nice.
Right.
Bit yellowy, not as white as
depends,
you would.
Depends on the formula, I suppose.
Depends what time of the day.
Yeah, really?
I don't know. Chris, they didn't work.
So you squeeze your breast milk into the mould,
yes.
You put something in the mould, and then it comes out almost like a hard plastic, and then you whack a necklace on it.
Yeah.
And you've got that. People, that's a lovely necklace. Is that a pearl? No, it's solidified breast milk.
Yeah.
Because I am a maniac.
Yeah.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Do you have the details?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you
They've offered me a code for 10% off.
Brilliant. 10%.
If anybody wants. Hang on. In your initial proposal, you would also earn 10% commission on all sales.
Ah, you're slagging off now.
No.
Too late. You're slagging off now.
No. Guys, listen. Lacto lasses. Listen up.
It's just a little bit strange. However, like I say, if you can pass me on the details, because I would like to do one with me spunk, if that's okay.
Right.
Me and me spunk.
For me or for you?
Just for me. You're not wearing it. It's mine. A little pendant.
I might do one with my period blood.
We'll have
different colours.
Why have you lowered the sound? Well, I don't like that.
You know?
Didn't Angelina Jolie used to wear a bit of Billy Bob Thornton's vial of his blood on her?
Mm.
Yeah. That's strange. Sexy. And hasn't one of the... I was just about to try and say a new rapper's name and I just went, nah! What's it called? Little Nas X or something. One of these... You know these rappers now who all their names sound like old Hotmail addresses? you had at school for
which,
MSN.
Who's he?
Oh, I don't know. But one of the rappers, he's released Nike shoes that have got blood in them. devil night shoes. Actual and got blood.
Is that the guy? Is that the video where he's gyrating against the devil?
If I had to guess, probably.
Yes.
I haven't seen that video though. But yeah, God, hey, he'd be all over this. Hey, you could have a full necklace of bodily fluids. Yeah, what's that on me watch? Just a little bit of spunk on the dial on me watch. Yeah, what's that on my neck? Bit of breast blood.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, what's this in me cap? Oh, a little bit frozen bit of shit on the bottle of me hat. Like, can we all just calm the fuck down? I know we're all a bit bored and we're in the house, right? Can we stop fucking making jewelry out of all kinds of shit?
Crafting has gone mental grief. This year.
Bodily fluid crafting.
I've decided though, just to be against the grain of the breast milk.
Right.
You know, jewellery, I'm going to just put a couple of holes through a bottle and wear that around my neck instead.
A baby's bottle. A baby's formula bottle. Very good. If you got enough breast milk and a big enough mold, do you think you can make a dildo out of breast milk?
Yes.
Cool.
Probably.
Okay. Aww. So we're getting somewhere.
That's now, horrible.
Now I'm interested. Mantelpiece. How far could you go?
Honestly, you know what I mean? If you've got enough supply, some people have crazy supply, right?
Yeah. How big's the mold? Conservatory.
You could probably build
PVC
a full
doors.
You could probably do a kitchen.
Yeah.
A full
the glass,
kitchen.
The glass could be piss, frozen piss.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Sorted. We've just started a new industry. I'm going to get them. Should we edit where we slag them off? I'll get in touch with them.
Yeah.
Guys, we want to go big.
Going to make a fortune, yeah, like. Can't wait.
Babadoo, 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 bab.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Oh, hello, Belinda.
Oh, hello, Chris. Are you all right, sweetheart?
I'm banging, darling. Yeah, I'm great.
Brilliant.
How are you?
I'm well. I was just listening about the jewellery.
Uh-huh.
I'm pumping away here. If you need any.
Right.
Because that mantelpiece sounds bloody lovely.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
I'll help you out.
Don't think you can put the fire on. I'll be honest with you. I think it's just got to be for show. Because
I think it would melt.
I feel like it would be like a mini milk in Magaluf, mate.
Oh, probably smell a little bit.
A lot of it.
Don't want to be getting that on your carpet, do you?
No.
Anyway, I'm always here for any ideas. I say, I've been producing breast milk since I was 3. I was just such an early bloomer.
That's the worst sentence I've ever heard. That's the worst sentence I've ever heard in my life.
Honestly, the teachers didn't know what to do. They used to put us in a cupboard. They'd be like, she's lactating again.
Just the worst.
Put her in the cupboard.
Why a cupboard?
Because it was embarrassing, Chris. It was the bloody 30s. Don't be, you know, I was 3.
How old are you?
Oh.
Go on, do the maths, go on.
80.
Nope.
90.
Guys,
am I close?
Guys, Rosie just got a nosebleed. Jesus.
Well, I know Rosie's nana was born in the 30s, so she's 80.
Oh, you're working off that.
So I'm working off that.
Good.
I wasn't around. Well, no, I was for the war. Jesus. I don't know. Anyway, listen.
Painful.
Yeah. You need any breast milk, I'm your girl, all right?
I just can't. Yeah, I mean, it was already a horrible idea, the product that company were offering, but imagine someone else's breast milk. Imagine getting that as a present for someone. I've got you a little locker made out of me breast milk because my
sometimes people don't have anything, Chris, and they'd probably be quite glad of it.
No, actually,
all right. Horrific, and it's disgusting. Anyway, I've got to go. I'm all breastfeeding the bairn next door at 12. And my tits didn't work like Rosie's, so I said, yeah, listen, pass her here. Hiya, Ron. And then jobs are good.
Wonderful.
Not during the night, though. I like me kip.
What a lucky little child that is.
Fantastic. Yeah. She's 19 next week. She's kept with. Take care.
Bye. Oh, very good. Really made my day, that. Really made me laugh. It's the best one you've done. Hey.
Thank you. Very good.
A lot of surprises there. A lot of pullback and reveals. Oh, very, very good work.
Thank you.
Wonderful. It's almost like you live with a comedian
who's
out of work and depressed.
Yeah, he's no help to anyone, to be honest.
Get me back on the fucking road. Oh, my God. I cried a little bit yesterday when we were talking about the fact that they were starting to trial comedy clubs and stuff.
Oh,
the trial, didn't I? Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yeah, well, I'm saying all, but I was there. You did, yeah.
Just talking about trial and comedy clubs and stuff. The ones in Liverpool are starting trials and stuff. There's a few comics I know were mentioned on the bill, and I was like, and I just
jealous.
Oh no, not just like just can't wait. Can't bloody wait.
I can't wait for our tour because I'm so excited to do it. And I can't wait for your tour because I'm so excited for you to fuck off.
Happy days. I feel the same, mate. Feel the same.
I need to stop swearing, don't I?
Sorry. Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, we both do. But I mean, it's a sign of the times. It's all you've got. It's all we've got.
I know.
Have a good
swear.
The
only thing that keeps us.
Have a good swear. Bloody enjoy it. Hey, there's an explicit little sign next to the podcast. So if you don't like swearing, hard lines. What are you doing here? Eh? What are you doing? Yeah. Anyway. What's your beef, Rose? What's your beef?
Oh,
and there must be millions because we're living together, we're stuck together, we're sick of each other.
Yeah.
What's your beef?
My beef with you is me and my mum were chatting the other day and you walked in. You do this a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. You walked in while we were mid-conversation.
Yes.
You went, what are you talking about? And I went, oh. I was like, right, okay, I'll tell you, you nosy bastard.
Yeah.
So I started telling you what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You proceeded to go on your phone and not listen.
Yes.
And then when I got to the end of what I was saying, you went, what did you say?
Yeah.
And I said, I'm not repeating myself. You came into the room, interrupted our conversation to find out what we were talking about. And then when I started telling you, you didn't listen.
Right.
What is that? What's that all about?
So I was nosy. I'll be honest with you. Hands up, I totally did this. I do apologise.
You do it quite a lot.
Well, I was nosy. I came in, you were talking, I thought, oh, this sounds juicy. I said, what's this? You started telling us what it was. I thought, I'm mistaken here. This wasn't actually juicy. So instead of going, oh, stop, I don't care, I just went on my phone.
Great.
So
bad. It's so bad. Like, why would you even
I
do thought, that?
I was like, this sounds really good. And I was like, what are you talking about? You're like, oh, you know, like, the curtains in the spare room. I went, oh, no. I'm like, oh, what have I done here? And I just had to whip my phone out.
Stop being such a nosy little shit. Sorry. And then if you're going to be a nosy shit, see it through.
Okay, man. Mm. Okay, I apologise.
Babadoo, 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 ba. What is your le beef with le me, le moi?
My beef with you this week is, so I've been doing the shopping recently.
Mm-hmm.
I've been popping to the local shop. Got a new nice posh supermarket that I go to. Mm-hmm. Very much enjoy going around it. I get a list from you. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's like getting blood from a stone, saying, Can you give us a shopping list? I go, what do I want from the shop? And you go, and I go, can you write a list? And you go, I don't really know because I just walk around it. Well, you can't walk around it because you're not going, I'm going.
Right, but
can you please write a list?
Right, no, I'm going to stop you really quickly, right. Okay, because this gets my goat.
Right.
You live in the same house as me.
Right.
You eat the same food.
Rosie,
you see the fridge and you see the
cupboards. I don't know where half the
just
shit is
restock.
In that kitchen. I didn't unpack that kitchen. I don't know where half the things are. I was looking for something today. I opened a cupboard. I saw something I thought would lost. I went, oh, that's in there. That's interesting.
Well,
I've been putting the colander in the wrong cupboard for like 2 weeks. I don't know what's going on down there.
They're just teething.
It's carnage.
Teething problems.
Right, and what I'm saying is I don't know where the stuff is. I think, oh, I've got none of them. I thought I had no kitchen roll. I could build a fucking fort from the kitchen roll we've got because I found it. I didn't know where it was, right?
All right, okay.
So take responsibility for the fact that you've unpacked stuff and you've got that kitchen sorted the way you want it and I don't know where stuff is yet. So I say to you, what do we need, right?
Yeah.
And you'll write us a list. You'll text us a list.
Mm-hmm.
That list is shocking.
No.
Right? It's shocking. It's
not in the order
the
of the shop, is
it's
it?
It's not in the order of the shop. It will literally say, you go like, salad, bread, apples, crumpets, milk, fish, avocado. And it's like all over the shop.
Right.
Group the veg together. Group everything together.
Wow.
Group the condiments together.
Wow.
If you want beans and you want beans and sausages and you want a tin of sweet corn, put them all next to each other because they're in the same aisle.
Right?
Right? Mm. Map it out.
Mm.
I'm walking around like a fucking lunatic in that supermarket. Right. They think I'm a maniac.
Mm.
Mm.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Do it yourself.
No.
Just walk around the shop and buy what we need as a family. Please.
I don't know what we need.
For the love of God.
You just wrote veg today. I didn't know what was going on.
What veg do we eat as a family? Just
green stuff,
right.
Purple stuff.
There's only certain veg that we eat.
Right.
I'll tell you now. Carrots, broccoli.
Yeah.
Sprouts.
You wrote carrots and we
already
had
beans.
Loads of carrots. I came back, there was already carrots there. Got too many carrots.
I'm not
you feeding the rabbits.
Argument.
Feed the rabbits in the field. There's rabbits in the field.
There is rabbits in the field.
There you go, then stop lying.
Right, I'm not having this argument because I hate writing a list anyway.
Right. Well, it's a nightmare. So there you go.
It's because I'm thinking when I'm cleaning the windows, when I'm doing the list, I'm thinking of meals that I'm cooking. So I'm not thinking of how I'm walking around the supermarket. I'm thinking of what meals I'm cooking.
Okay.
So then it comes to us at different times.
Right.
And then
down.
I haven't got time to edit it and bloody.
Yeah. Edit, copy, edit, paste or whatever, and block them all together. Maybe a little line in between each one. So,
oh my God.
Apples, bananas, bum, 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 fruit, spare line.
Right,
veg, spare line.
You know I don't like writing things on a phone. You know I would much rather write it on paper.
Yeah, but then
you won't take a paper list.
Because I can't delete it while I'm walking around the shop, can I?
You could take a pen and cross it out.
Oh, what, like I'm following a little treasure map? Huh? Like I'm got orienteering in year six. Talking about, man. What year is it?
Fair enough. Okay.
Look, I'm looking, walk around the shop like I'm on the Goonies. Looking at bits of paper in that, looking for clues.
Amy, you, Goonie. Robin's going to love the Goonies.
He's not, you know. We've said this before, he's not going to like any of the stuff we like. I don't even think he's going to like Marvel. By the time he gets to the right age, we're going to go, oh, put Iron Man 1 on, and he's going, what the fuck's this? Honestly.
Oh, you think?
Awful, man. I've told you, man. We've talked about this before. My dad told us loads of films that I would like, and I only like Godfather.
Oh, my word. He didn't like the gummy bears the other day. I put that on.
Yeah.
And I love the gummy bears.
The gummy bears?
The gummy bears, yeah.
Do they live in a tree?
Yes. They drink purple juice and the bounce.
Right. Great.
Yeah. It's one of my favourite programmes. And he didn't like Care Bears neither. Oh, you're right. He's not going to like anything.
I mean, let's not put gummy bears and Care Bears up there with Iron Man and any of the Marvel.
It was a bit earlier, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're an absolute mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's watching Captain Underpants at the minute, which is a PG.
Good. It's really good,
but
though.
You know, it is good, but it is a PG, and they say fart a lot in that. But then I'm like, you know what? Lockdown. I don't care anymore.
What can you do?
You could watch an 18 in the morning. I couldn't give a shit.
Let's not go that crazy.
Chris, I can't. I'm past caring. It's Easter holidays.
I told you, didn't I? My mum and dad used to let me watch all kinds.
Well, yeah.
Terminator. Yeah. I watched Terminator in my first house that I lived in, and I moved out of that house when I was 5 or 6, and I watched Terminator 1. I watched Terminator 1.
I was very much joking. You did not watch it.
Terminator
No, 1. I did know this, but I didn't know you were 9 or 10. No, how old? 5.
5 or 6.
And you watched an 18.
I went into the... I must have talked about this
in
the podcast.
You did.
I went in the kitchen
and
asked my mum what a motherfucker was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was 5.
I didn't realise you were 5. I thought you might have been about 10.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
I remember when...
that should we let our children stay at mum and dad's house?
No. I mean, no, but for more reasons than that. I remember when... I don't know if I've said this, but when Terminator 2 came out and someone brought a copied version round to my auntie's house. And there was me, a couple of my little cousins who were even younger than me there, and my mum and my auntie, and they were like, oh, he's like, look, I've just got this Terminator 2. Will you see the effects on it? It's amazing. And it was the bit where T-1000 comes out of the floor next to the vending machine. It's in the... the sort of a secure unit where they're holding Sarah Connor, right? Because they think that she's losing her mind because she's talking about machines and stuff. And T-1000 is the one that's like liquid metal. You can turn his hands into like knives and stuff, right?
Is he the one that shoots the empty mince pie cans?
The shooter mint looks like an empty mince pie can.
We'll talk about this. Yes. Yeah.
So the security guard walks up to the vending machine, and then because he stepped on the floor where T-1000 is there, like invisible, T-1000 then comes up and mimics the security guard perfectly, but he comes up like Mercury out the floor.
Right.
And they played this at my auntie's house. Like, look at the amazing like special effects, right? And he came out the floor and he looks at the security guard and he holds his finger up and his finger turns into like a really pointy knife and goes through the guy's eye. And then they're like, oh, better turn that off. There's kids in the room. But we saw it.
Yeah.
We saw the thing go through his eye.
Yeah.
I was fucking scarred for life.
That's not good, is it?
I think the cat ran out of the room.
Oh, my word.
It was proper bad.
No,
yeah.
I was very much joking when I said that I would let him watch an 18.
Do you know, Carl Hutchinson? 12, maybe. Friend of the podcast, Carl Hutchinson, told me that... His friend and him used to watch the RoboCop cartoon or something. Or they played RoboCop on the Mega Drive, one of the two. So Carl went to his friend, oh, I've got RoboCop the movie. And he lent it to his friend. And again, they were about 5 or 6. And the friend went home and then came back like 5 minutes later and went, my mum says I can't watch this, and give it back. And then wasn't allowed to play with him anymore.
Oh, well, so Carl also allowed to watch just really inappropriate
films.
You've
seen the beginning of RoboCop. It's where he gets shot like a million times by the criminals and that thus has to become RoboCop because his body's like destroyed. Terrific.
Does he live in
awful.
A treehouse for a bit?
No!
What's that then?
What do you mean?
Wipes his bum with a shell. What film am I thinking of?
Sorry, how many... What? Are you thinking... Wipes his bum with a shell?
Yes.
You're referring What's to that? The three seashells or Demolition Man.
Right.
But he doesn't live in a treehouse in Demolition Man.
So who lives in a treehouse at
this
the beginning
is,
in a family?
This is awful. This
and he's
is
in
awful.
A treehouse. What film's that?
Who lives in a treehouse?
There's a man and he's found in a treehouse and he's from the future or the past.
Good God.
What is that?
I don't know.
Well, all I'm seeing is a treehouse and an 80s family.
I can only apologise to everyone.
Is that Demolition Man?
No!
No, I don't know. What is this film? There's a film when he's frozen. Frozen. He gets frozen. But it's not Captain America.
Demolition Man.
Right, well, that's the film.
Well, where's there's the treehouse come from?
There's a bit of it when he might just be outside in the back garden. Is he ever outside in the back garden?
Is he ever out in a film? Are you asking me if in a film are they ever outside?
Is there a bit where they're like, he comes back and there's a treehouse?
Jesus Christ, I don't know. This is painful.
Anyway, it's Mac and me.
I feel sick.
I don't know what that is. Should I Google it?
Yes. If Google gets this, I will be so stunned.
Forever young.
What?
Forever young. During a cryogenics test, a pilot frozen in 1939 awakes in 1992.
Right. And he's in a treehouse.
Mel Gibson. Yeah. So.
So after an extensive Google session.
Oh my gosh, Elijah Wood's in it.
Great.
He's in a treehouse.
Brilliant.
So that, there you go. See? Apology, please?
No, because I
knew there was a film.
Because I was talking about Robocop, which is Robocop, and you said, is this the film where he's in a treehouse and wipes his ass with a seashell? One, two different films. And two, in Demolition Man, it's never actually revealed how the three seashells work. Very annoying.
Does he not wipe his bum with it?
Well, no, because he comes in, he goes, there was no toilet paper. It's actually pretty cool, to be fair. He comes in, he goes, there was no toilet paper. And they go, oh, you don't know how to use the three seashells. And they all laugh. I think it's Rob Schneider. Mm. He's like, he doesn't know how to use the three seashells. And they all start laughing.
But they never actually explain.
They never explain it. And then he swears at the little swear machine on the wall, mm-hmm. and it puts loads of receipts out, mm-hmm. to fine him for swearing. And he takes them at the toilet and wipes his ass. Really good scene.
It stuck with me.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you.
Sort of.
Couldn't tell you the rest of the film.
Great.
But I remember that bit.
Surely you would pick up one of the seashells and just scrape it off like a...
Well, that's what I thought you did.
Yeah, like a spoon. Yeah.
I always remember little bits like that I find funny, or food. I always remember food in a film.
Yeah.
There's one of the Back to the Futures where the pizza comes from the ceiling. And I always remember
You've
that.
Done it again.
What?
It doesn't come from the ceiling at all. The salad and the fruit comes from the ceiling. The pizza comes in a tiny packet.
They put it in the microwave and it makes it big.
And they hydrate
it. Well, I remember that because that's a good part of the film.
But you half remembered it. That's the problem.
Oh, jeez.
That's like, literally, you're dead. Back to the Future and I'll never forget it. The pizza comes from the ceiling. And I always remember that. Pizza doesn't come from the ceiling. It's the fruit and veg. Well, I nearly remembered that.
There's pizza, though.
Great, there's pizza.
Yeah.
Oh,
should we crack on?
Shout out to Google, because before Google, that frozen man in a treehouse wiping his arse with a seashell would have been 4 weeks of arguing.
We'd have had to ring everyone we know.
Oh, I'd have lost my mind.
Yeah. But I think my memory's quite good for remembering that in the treehouse.
Not really.
Because I couldn't.
Like a shuffle, innit?
I can't remember that film.
It's almost. Would you recount, what's really irritating about you, and I love you, I love the bones of you, right?
Thank you.
But what's really irritating about
you. That's a good film, though. Bones.
Well, bones. What's really irritating about you is you recall a film the way other people will remember a dream they had. Do you know what I mean? Whereas most people are going to go, oh yeah, that film where this happens and it's set in such and such and it's these actors. And you go, yeah, the horror film. They go, yeah. Where you go, and a tree hat in it. And then we were in a freezer. And then there was a shell. And then there was Elijah Wood, but he was a little. Lord of the Rings. No, not little, young. Oh.
I just got what you said. Oh, well done. Oh, see, you're like at work. Still doing the funnies.
There's only one person laughing, though. Only one person I can hear, anyway.
Elijah Wood will be laughing. You'll love that. You'll go, I was little in Lord of the Rings.
Heard he's a really nice guy.
Have you?
I have.
He was great in Forever Young.
You can't remember that.
I didn't even know he was in it. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
From the public, public.
Public. Are the government briefings still using questions from the public? I don't know. They are still doing it?
I mean, I haven't watched one personally, but I get tweets saying that they are. So I think they are. Although...
Gladys catching on.
Don't know if they have recently. They might not. Who knows?
God knows. Oh, well.
Sorry. That was a really
I would say get in touch
answer.
And let me know, but I don't really care. Guys, as always, thank you so, so much. Genuinely, I sort of skirt over this and I say it every week like it's a script, but I genuinely thank you from the bottom of our hearts for sending in your stories and everything that you send in. We just love it. Thank you so, so much. It's genuinely my favourite part of the whole recording. I've been giddy. Apologies if I've been speaking a bit too fast throughout this whole thing. I've just been so excited through this recording because I know that you've got a shitload of questions and stories and dilemmas that you're just going to fire at me and I just get to sit and react to them. It's my favourite part of my week.
And we argue over who does the questions because it's really nice to get told them.
It's fun to come at them blind, isn't it?
Listen, you enjoy this. You can do it next week.
No, I can't because when I do them as well and I have to switch screens on my computer, I will lose the recording. So it looks like you have to do it the time from now on. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmindedaudio@gmail.com. Please send us whatever you like. Thank you in advance, you beauties.
Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
My story happened about 4 years ago. Not long after the birth of our first, in brackets, absolute nightmare, refluxy/colicky baby.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, it's not worse than a bit of colic. Oh, Rafe had it a few weeks ago. And just at like 5, 6 o'clock, he'd just scream.
Yeah, colics they just go off it for no reason.
But then by 7 o'clock, he'd stop. I'd be like, are you possessed?
It's almost like the baby version of, you know, if you're out on like an all-day session, and you're like drinking all day, then you get your reflux and your heartburn. Round about tea time-ish. And you've got to probably switch up your drinks a bit.
Yeah.
You know, stop drinking fizzy lager and move to something else. It's almost that, yeah.
I can't wait to just be drunk and in a mess.
Yeah,
soon.
Just on a session somewhere. Yeah. Not long now. Just on the subject of babies, before you go into this story, is it worth talking about my current obsession and fear with Rafe? And I did it with Robin, and I'm even worse now with Rafe. You'll be able to guess
I
thought it would be your beef this week. I am constantly scared. I heard someone once told me that their baby got their day and night mixed up. And I'm constant. Say, there we go. I live in constant fear. I'm like, I don't want him to sleep during the day because someone once told us that their baby got the day and night mixed up. And I was like, that sounds like hell on fucking earth.
Yeah, and you've kept that.
I can't stop thinking about it.
It was Greg Rutherford.
Oh, was it Greg Rutherford?
It was Greg Rutherford when you did Chime Crashers with Greg.
Right.
And Robin, I was 8 weeks pregnant.
Right.
And I think it happened to their little boy.
Right.
And you have kept that
Shining
light ever since.
I even forgot who told us it, but I'm that scared. Yeah.
To the point where I'm sometimes like, what? Does it happen?
It did
obviously happen with them, which is, you know, hard work.
Yeah. Was like your baby's on night shift. But you'd be buzzing during the day because you're like, the baby's stupid, I can get loads of stuff done. This is great. I'm hammering through Netflix. And then at night you're like, oh, and the baby's like, come on.
And then you get no sleep.
Oh.
My in-laws, who were very late 70s at the time, are the sweetest, kindest people you could meet.
Okay.
My mother-in-law would not say boo to a goose.
Bit weird if she would, but fair enough.
We are really close to them and my husband is very protective of them.
Okay.
That's sweet. As I hope Robin and Rafe are to us.
Okay.
When they don't ever listen to this podcast.
Okay.
Because they'll disown us.
Yes.
Yeah. So one night, we got a phone call from my mother-in-law who was quite worried. She said that for a while now, his dad kept getting a bruise mark on his forehead. It was there every night, but gone in the morning.
Right.
She was really worried as he had recently been told he had a small benign tuna.
I mean, what a way to really, really make something so morose, so ridiculous.
a small benign tuner. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Apologies to everyone out there. Yeah, that honestly. So he's got a small benign tumour.
Yes, on his brain.
Yeah.
Okay. They decided not to mess about and took him up to A&E department at about 9 p.m.
Fair enough.
This also happened to be the same night that our baby had his first vaccinations, and she was horrendous.
Right.
So I really could have done with him being home, but obviously my father-in-law's health came first.
Of course.
So, but I mean, she had to get that into the email, so she obviously was raging. Like, the Baines had our jabs.
How dare
and you're naffing off.
How dare you go to the hospital about your own health when I need you as
childcare. It's only a tuna.
Yeah. Stop it.
Over 7 hours later, after ECG tests, blood tests, and being seen by different medical professionals, they returned home with no explanation for it. They were baffled. A few days later, we received another phone call from my mother-in-law. Her and my father-in-law had been out for a coffee in the local coffee shop, and the mark had appeared on his head again. He went to the men's room and came back out, and it had gone.
Right.
To my mother-in-law's horror, she realised that the label inside his woolly hat had been rubbing on his head and leaving an inky mark. She was absolutely devastated that she had wasted so much of the NHS's time.
Fantastic.
And had my husband up through the night and had everyone sick with worry for what turned out to be a muggy head.
Sorry, is this some kind of working class, middle class divide? Do you not, like, the first thing I see on my skin, I'll lick my finger and try and rub it off. My immediate thing is that's a mark.
Or probably somebody else would do it.
Yeah.
If I said to my mum, "Mammy, seen this bruise," she would probably touch it.
Yeah.
I don't know what this mark is, rub it.
Rub it immediately.
They have
really weird.
They've been terrified and not
really
wanted
worried
to touch it.
Yeah.
How funny.
That's fantastic. What label? Did he write his name on the label in his hat? And did they write it in the wrong kind of pen and it was rubbing off? I feel like that's what's happened here.
No, I don't know. It must just be an inky... The ink. He might have a really sweaty forehead.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Wow. Brilliant.
Oily tuna is very oily.
Stop it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Yes, I like it when my name's first. Thank you. Hello.
Great. When I was 19... I started seeing a guy who was 38.
Right. Mm. That's literally double your age.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. It's legal, but it's not great, is it?
Well, each to their own, but yeah, strange.
Yeah. Despite the age gap, we really hit it off and things became serious.
Well, that's good.
Intros to the parents, etc., who were less than happy at this older man in my life, but they went with it.
God, yeah. I mean, depending on when you had your kids, they're going to be a similar age to... Oof, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After a year and a half together, we celebrated his 40th birthday, with all my family spoiling him and me booking us our first holiday together to Turkey.
Sorry, I am 34 and I could not ever go out with a 19-year-old.
No, this is the thing. It takes a certain...
I'd be devastated.
It takes a certain kind of man or woman to go out with somebody younger. I could never go out with a 19-year-old bloke.
Mm.
But do you not think it changes as you get older?
What do you mean?
So this is my take on relationships with big age gaps, right? Mm. If you are older than 25 or 30
right,
and you go out with somebody older, I think that's all right.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, because you're already like an adult.
Because you're already a fully established adult. So if you're 30 and you're going out with a 70-year-old bloke.
Right.
Right, fair enough. And vice versa, right? But it's when it's lower. So she's 19.
Right, okay. So she's like at the level of hardly had any life experience kind of things. Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Do you know
what I mean?
I just couldn't
imagine how irritating it would be to go out with a 19-year-old, I'm sorry. I'm not tarring all 19-year-olds with the same brush there, but as a 34-year-old man, absolutely fuck that.
Chris,
I find it hard to hold a conversation with a
19-year-old. I have been a 19-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're a nightmare.
Great.
We're an absolute nightmare.
Great.
And if you did meet a 19-year-old girl, and you were 35 or whatever, she would be pretending to be somebody else.
Ah, okay. Pretend to be older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're dicks. We're allowed to slag off 19-year-old people because we've been a 19-year-old person.
Yeah.
And we're dicks. Great time. Total dickhead. Great time in my life.
Total dickhead. Yeah.
Utter dickhead.
Didn't give a shit.
Didn't give a shit. Anyway, so he's turned 40,
mm-hmm.
and it's been his birthday, and she spoiled him and took him on a holiday to Turkey.
Happy days.
All sounds great, doesn't it? Anyway. Oh, great. Standing in Glasgow airport the morning we flew out, he handed me his passport to hold while he nipped to the toilet. I decided to stick our boarding passes in the photo page, obviously to keep the place for going through to departures.
Yeah, as you do, standard.
When I opened his, I slide the boarding pass in, but not before clocking his date of birth.
Shut up.
Or more, his year of birth. Not only was he not 40, turns out we could add 9 years onto that.
Fuck off.
He was actually 49.
No way.
A year younger than my mum.
Wow.
Sneaky old little bastard.
What was he having that 40th birthday for?
Imagine. Just imagine pretending that you're happy 40th. Oh.
That is a lie going far Isn't too it far. Just? That's amazing. Yeah. Wow.
So he's actually nearer to 50.
Yeah. 49. Wow.
What a twat.
That's incredible.
In shock, I didn't say a word.
Wow.
Not on the 4-hour flight or the 2 hours transferred at our hotel.
Brilliant.
It was only when we got into the apartment and he said, "You're quiet, feeling tired," that I exploded. Tired? No, not tired. I'm fucking raging. How could you lie to me about your age? I saw your wee passport.
Stop it.
From Glasgow. Right. Now, at this point, you would expect him to beg for forgiveness, grovel even.
Yeah.
But no, his response was, "That's not my real passport."
What?
Dumbfounded, my only response was, "Really? What are you going to say next? You're fucking James Bond." I just want to put this out there. I think she's shown her immaturity, yeah. I think she's shown her age.
I just love the edit. Look, age is just a number. It doesn't matter. But you fucking lied about it, though. No?
But do you know what's funny about that? What? So she'll be thinking, you'd think you're James Bond, think yeah. you're Daniel Craig, and he'll be thinking, you mean Pierce Brosnan?
You mean Sean Connery? Daniel who?
Before he could answer, I left the apartment in a rage and to get my head around what had happened. However, I forgot I was in Turkey in July and it was 40 degrees. No sunscreen, no money for water. Just me in shorts and a bikini walking for 3 hours.
Brilliant.
By the time I got back to the apartment, I not only had to face James Bond, but I'd also given myself sunstroke.
Wow.
So spent the next 14 hours spewing and feeling like the end was near. Oh, poor.
What a holiday.
I know. After the 14 hours though, and having covered my sunburn in Greek yogurt, I felt better. I ignored my other half for the remainder of the holiday, but Jesus. Actually ended up making friends with a group of people who couldn't believe my story and were nice enough to let me stay in their apartment for the remainder of the week.
I'm not making friends with that fucking nutter round the pool. Can you imagine that nutter coming up, sunburned as fuck, Greek yogurt all over her? All right, you'll not believe. Are you on your own? No, I came with a Oh, can you imagine that?
Oh, yeah. He said he was 38. He's only fucking 49, like.
Can you imagine that?
I'm seething. Horrible. Horrible.
And they let her stay in their apartment?
They let us. She's a child.
Wow.
It would probably be us. Do you know what? It would be us. And that 19-year-old lass would come over and I'd go, Petter, you're all right.
No, there's no straight 19-year-old staying in our apartment on holiday. You can get that right out of your head now. That's bad news.
If she was by herself,
no chance.
No parents in that.
No chance. No chance. Stop going. What? No, go to your own apartment that you got the money for. What are you doing? No chance.
Oh, fair enough. It would be a bit weird.
Really weird. Really weird. Right. Hello, 19-year-old with a very suspicious backstory and an old man looking at the old man who sits on the balcony staring at you all day, sucking a Werther's original with a little fucking
He's
hanky.
He's only 49.
A little hanky tied
He's
on his
only
head.
49.
He's ancient, man. He's nearly dead. He's 49 on that passport. We don't know how old he is, man.
Aye, actually.
He's like Paul Rudd. No age.
Paul Rudd never ages.
Not at all.
It's actually his birthday today, I think.
He
was trending.
Today, yeah.
Oh, wow, isn't that funny?
Just imagine him, string vest, little handkerchief tied in four knots on his head, playing dominoes with himself on the balcony, looking at her while she's partying with everyone else.
With a pipe.
Yeah. There we go.
So, and the story goes on. And my brother came to pick them up.
Well, from Turkey?
From the airport.
All right, okay.
And I don't really get this, but so he asked why my boyfriend wasn't getting in the car. And my response was, you've heard of the Lion King? Well, he's the lion bastard. So that's what she said.
She had 2 weeks to come up with that. And that's the best she came up with. 2 weeks you had, love. Where's the Lion King? That's come from nowhere.
I've heard of the Lion King. He's the lion bastard.
Where's the Lion King come from? Why you can't just pull that out of nowhere? That's got no relevance to the conversation.
Well, that anyway. Oh. She left him at the airport. Good for you, sister. And that was 18 years ago. And I have never laid eyes on him since, she says. And she says, so ladies, my advice, always check their passport.
Again, bit weird. Such weird advice. All right, love. Yeah. Do you want a drink? Can I have a look at your passport? Sorry, can I just check your passport?
How old are you? It's a shame we haven't got daughters, because that would be my first advice.
Right, okay.
Have you done the bees and the birds? No, but have you told them about the passports?
The bees and the birds, what's that sex the other way around? Is that doing sex backwards?
69.
Birds and the bees.
Oh, is it? What did I say?
The bees and the birds.
Oh, I don't know. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, I have a second bum hole.
Fucking podcast.
It is not very functional. Used to be about the size of a thimble, but now it's on its way out.
Brilliant.
It's on its way to closing up.
Right, that'll be through lack of use.
Yeah. As a child, it was always my favourite party trick.
Brilliant.
Every family party, I would get it out to show people, and every time anyone left the house, I would moon them and pull my cheeks apart. I was a massive attention seeker.
Never in the world.
Did either of you do any strange things as a child that you question beyond belief now, or is it just me in my extra hole?
I mean, that's so weird.
There's another, right, that's a very good question. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything massively off the top of my...
I never used to like going to the toilet.
What do you mean?
Never used to like going for a number two. Never used to like doing it. I would sit on like the steps and like hold it in.
Steps? What steps?
There's a step at the front of my house. Used to be there before my mum and dad built the porch.
Okay.
And I would sit on the step outside and not go to the toilet. Like, I just didn't like going to the toilet. It was weird.
Ever?
Don't know. Just didn't like doing it. I think it was because I thought the CIA and the FBI were looking at us through the mirror. Do you? But I used to like sit on the step outside and like hold it in. I don't know why.
Oh, bless you.
Never used to go. It was really strange.
Boys do that. That's a boy thing.
I wish our son would. He's never off that fucking toilet.
he would quite happily have the neighbours round watching him have a shit.
Kicks off if you shut the door.
He leaves with the downstairs kitchen. You can see into the downstairs loo now.
Said that as if we've got an upstairs kitchen. The downstairs loo we can see into the kitchen.
Well, yeah, one kitchen that we've got.
The downstairs kitchen.
Anyway.
Press will be all over that.
Oh, they love
house
that.
House with two kitchens.
The 17 kitchens. Each one's got 3 dishwashers. Wish I had 3 dishwashers. Nah. He waves at me, basically.
Yeah.
There's another part to this question.
Okay.
Which, like a question a couple of weeks ago.
I love it when this happens. Yeah, they stick something really random on the end and it's better than the first bit.
Yes.
Here we go.
Chris, they have skirted the shit over this.
Right, okay, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Okay. Right. So the question ends.
Yeah.
And then there's this. My family also keeps all of our recently peeled skin in a jar to show each other. And I've been told that's strange, but that's unrelated.
I've been told that's strange?
What? Why is that tagged on the end?
So many questions. Right. Is it the same jar? Or do you have a jar each with your names on, like some kind of competition? Where is the skin peeled from? What do you mean? You're peeling skin off everywhere like snakes.
My family also keeps all of our recently peeled skin in a jar to show each other. And I've been told that's strange.
I've been told that's strange. Like,
I'm not being funny. If you've... Right, you're going through life with an extra bum hole.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping skin in a jar.
Yeah.
That's... duck up water off a duck's back.
Duck off a water's back.
You're all the same.
I know. That, right, the bumhole thing's not their fault. No, right? Obviously, enough. They've owned it. They've showed everyone. That's happy days. I've heard it a few times of people with two bums. It's apparently a thing.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
I've heard it a few times. But recently peeled skin in a jar to show each
show
other.
Show each other.
Really strange. So, what, like they have some kind of like annual or week bi-weekly family meeting of like get your skins out.
How
get your skins out? What you got? How much skin you got this week? Oh well, I've been busy. I haven't got as much skin. Oh well, I've been using a lot of sanitizer. Look at all my skin.
Get your skin out for
dirty,
the lads.
Horrible sods.
How much skin do you peel?
Where from? I mean, I pick a bit of dry skin off my fingers at the minute because I've got hand sanitizer. I've been using hand sanitizer. If you've been sunburnt, you can pick skin off. Feet? It's got to be feet. It's got to be feet.
I wonder if collectively as a family, they've got some sort of skin disorder.
Right. Where they just peel
where
it all
just
off.
Peel all the skin off.
The Parmesan family. Fucking pasties. Listen, absolutely horrendous. All like in a jar.
In a jar.
I've been told that strange. It sounds like it was happened in passing. It sounds like it's been in passing. Like they've gone, oh yeah, I've got to go with my family. I'm showing all the skin of each other. That's strange that. Okay, cool, thanks. Bye. And then they've just got like, just like, well. Yeah, I've been told it's strange. One person said it was strange once. Yeah, sort of. Duck off the water's back, if I'm honest.
Don't want to speak to them anymore.
So weird.
Love it. Thank
it's
you.
It's really weird. It's really weird. If you're listening to the person who wrote that in, it's really, really weird. And I need answers on all them questions.
I don't need answers
I do.
You do not encourage more interaction.
You've read it out.
No, but you're inviting a person who peels the skin off, puts it in a jar for all the family to do show and tell.
Right.
I'm already forever speaking to them. I am happy to go through my life without ever meeting that person or anyone in that family. Thank you.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Jeez. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
My wife hates this story, but she's given me permission to share it with you.
Great.
Around 2 years ago, when I was driving to the shop, I got a call from my future father-in-law. He told me to come immediately because Heidi had died. Heidi is my mother-in-law.
Oh.
Unfortunately, in my state of shock, I had misheard him because what he actually said was, Hattie had died. Hattie is our cat.
Right. Right. big difference in
big
reaction here.
Difference. He thinks it's Heidi, the mother-in-law. It's right. Actually Hattie, the cat.
Right.
I raced home to find my girlfriend, brackets now wife, Susan, in floods of tears, under the impression that her mum had just died. I then had one of the most confusing conversations of my entire life.
Oh, great. It's like a sitcom. It's amazing.
I asked how she died, and Susan said she was hit by a car. Utterly shocked, I asked where she was.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm not laughing at the cat dying here, guys, right? Utterly shocked, I asked where she was.
And Susan told me she had limped back home before dying in a boat.
limped back home before dying in a bush. Again, not laughing at the cat dying, laughing at the fact that the man thinks this is a woman.
My father-in-law then walked in, who looked remarkably calm for someone who had just lost his wife, and he was holding a bin bag. I asked what this was for, and he told me he was going to put the body in the bin bag. Heidi then walked in, and I nearly had a heart attack. I explained how I thought she had died, and we had a good laugh about it. It was a strange mix of emotions, as I was very relieved to see my mother-in-law alive, but sad that Hattie the cat had died.
Oh, man. Can you imagine thinking that the mother-in-law had died and hearing she got hit by a car but limped home and died in a bush? Like, you just... Like, what kind of fucking feral family? She limped home. No one helped her. We just let her limp home. And then she just fell into that bush and we just left her in the bush until she died. Good God.
Very funny.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful misunderstanding. Comedically wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. Happy Easter. Hope you're both well.
Shut up.
I'm slightly ball bagged after seeing my family for the first time since Christmas.
Ball bagged? Oh, pissed. Fantastic.
But some cracking stories had been shared over lunch, and I thought it was only fair I shared one of them with you before I forget. Although I think this is going to be etched into my brain for a while.
Wonderful.
Mm. That's going to start happening now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because everyone's starting seeing each other again.
It's going to come back, isn't it?
We're going to come back to life, and our inbox is going to be, I mean, it hasn't actually stopped, to be fair, but it's going to be busy and up to date and life.
Yes.
So anyway. My cousin is a doctor who isn't able to come home often due to working all the hours God sends.
Bless.
However, when we are able to get together, like this weekend, the stories that are told always leave the table either in fits of laughter or wanting people to throw up what they've just eaten.
Great. Best kind of stories.
Bit like this podcast.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah. This one had me pissing myself with laughter, but also raised a serious question.
Okay.
Recently, a man came into the hospital with an infection in his bladder. Mm. After asking the man more about his situation, it became apparent that he was in fact a waiter that specialised in sex parties and had apparently learned how to drain his bladder with a catheter.
Sorry. Mm. Sorry.
Yes.
A waiter that specialised in sex parties?
In sex parties.
What does that mean? A waiter that specialised in sex parties?
So I'm guessing the sex parties... aren't so I'm guessing the sex parties want to have a bit of catering at the same time.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
That's
civilized
so strange.
Sex party.
Right.
Can't just be getting right down to the sex. You wanna
I suppose and I suppose you can't get a normal waiter who's never done that before.
You need to have somebody who knows about it.
I'll tell you what, these perversions. There's a lot of admin with these perversions.
They're getting fancier.
Oh god.
You know?
How are they then?
Yeah, what would you want to eat before you sex it up at the sex party?
Something light.
Parma ham?
No, I don't know.
Melon?
Melon, yeah, melon.
Fruit?
Maybe a bit of sushi.
Sushi would be good.
Maybe,
bit dishy.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. Oh, God.
I'm just trying to think. Something that doesn't make... I mean, you couldn't be
something
having...
Something doesn't make you smell, something
couldn't
not
be having
messy.
A homemade chilli, could you?
Nah, before you're not going to have like a bolognese or something, are you?
No. Salad.
Garlic
bit of salad.
Bread.
Chicken drumstick.
No, a bit oily. No, a bit greasy. No. Mm. Awful. Oh, well, anyway. I'm sure this fucking pervert can tell if he got in touch.
Well, okay. So he's learned how to drain his bladder with a catheter.
I mean, we did skirt over that, to be fair. That's awful.
I mean, so he's lucky bugger.
Why would you want to do that? And why would you learn how to do that?
You're going to find out.
Great. Can't wait.
Why would someone do this, you may ask?
Yes.
Was this for a medical reason?
Mm.
No.
Right.
He went on... You're not going to believe this. He went on to explain that he had emptied his bladder... in order to refill it via the catheter with red wine.
Fuck off. Nah. No. No.
So
nah.
So that when he waited at parties, he could piss
that
red wine
is
directly into glasses or into partygoers' mouths
that's
for
the...
more of a personal direct service.
Oh my God. That is the worst thing. No, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
That's by far the worst.
Is it? Is it really? Are you giving that?
What does that do to your... No wonder he's got an infection. So he's emptying his bladder with a catheter.
Yeah.
And then he's putting it back in like a funnel and funneling red wine into his...
So he can
just go and piss red,
party
pure
trick.
Red wine onto people.
Yeah.
Like some kind of fucked up Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like
pissed Mr. wine.
Mr. Shiraz.
That's
and his red wine dick.
Oh. Penis noir.
Penis
noir. Shallow nerve to prick.
Yes, well done.
Oh,
I can't
God.
Think I'm not good at that
oh,
game. So.
Wow.
Well done.
Thank you.
Would you drink it?
No, I don't fucking drink it. No, I'd kick him in the bollocks. Can you imagine? Can you imagine going like, oh, you know, I don't know, you broke up, or you know, you're newly single, or you've been through something in your life that's meant you'll sort of say to your perverted friend, oh, do you know what? Yes, I will go to the sex party because my nice piece of shit. You know, you see it in a rom com. They're like, you know, I'll go to something. You gotta go something out of your comfort zone, man. Come here, I go with you. You go with your mate, and you're sitting there, and you have an empty wine glass, and the waiter comes past and goes, "Red wine, sir," and you go, "Yes," and he puts his knob in your glass.
Chris, I honestly, I'd try it.
That's the
I would try it.
Red wine, sir. Actually, red wine, sir. Yeah, straight in your mouth or the glass? Bit of a weird question. Just straight in the glass. But what are you doing? What, dude? What are you doing?
I imagine that as an extra service, once he's done, he just rubs his the end of his knob around the rim of the glass and looks at you at the same time like,
Oh, his dribbles must be a bloody nightmare. I hope he doesn't wear white kegs. Fucking hell.
What if you're like...
dirty, disgusting pervert.
What if you wee yourself by accident? People would think you are bleeding out.
I mean, I think that's the last of your worries. I mean, I think everyone knows. I think everyone knows. Everyone there hasn't gone, oh, he's bleeding. Oh, come on, carry on. What's the crack?
Nonetheless, this raised an important question at the table.
Uh-huh.
If you were able to piss out a particular drink, what would it be and why? So if you could do that without getting an infection.
Right.
And you could, you know, you're sitting watching the telly, you think, I'm really thirsty. Oh, hang on, I can produce me a drink. What would you want?
So in this story, in this world, I am going to sit on my sofa in my house and piss into my own mouth while I'm watching the telly.
No, not into a glass. Come on.
Rosie, the kitchen's not that far away, love. Water? Would I have to go boring in water? I'm thinking of Bear Grylls. I'm thinking Bear Grylls, you know, you normally like wheeze in a snake skin and... funnels it through.
Yeah,
probably just water. I'd
go juice because that's what I drink the most of. So if I'm gonna have that ability, it might as well be something that I'll get use out of.
God.
Because I was thinking Prosecco, but that's the fizz.
Yeah,
it's gonna sting, innit?
Thought of another one.
What?
Côtes de Beaune.
Oh, well done. Well done.
I hate that man, by the way. If anyone knows a waiter who pisses red wine into people's mouths, if you ever meet him, give him a swift kick in the bollocks from me and then go and wipe your
shoes.
What's
he look like in your head?
He's annoyingly good looking in my head.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's annoyingly good looking.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He looks like Mr. Bean in mine.
See, Mr. Bean's not good looking.
Well, Rowan Atkinson is fantastic, but he's not exactly drop-dead gorgeous as Mr. Bean, is he? But I see him as Mr. Bean, and when he's doing it, he's like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's doing that thing where he sticks his pelvis really far forward.
Right, yeah.
Okay,
there you go.
Oh, God. I'm having nightmares about that.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagged Married Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, guys, thank you so much. Genuinely, as always, the stuff you send in, amazing, genuinely keeps it going. Thank you so much. I hope you're all right out there. Please continue to like, rate, and subscribe. And if you missed it last week, the Shagged Married Annoyed live tour has been rescheduled. All the dates are on the website. All tickets will be valid for the next one. Just think of people are going to get in touch with you. I don't even know how it works anymore.
Listen, we'll be there on stage. You'll be there with a drink.
Happen.
We're going to have a merry old time.
Can't wait.
And it's going to be flipping class.
Flipping class indeed. See you soon, and we'll be back in your ears next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.